Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose Voice for Veterans. On Radio St. Pete, online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive and keep your interests alive. It's Keep the Boss of the Beach now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete online, it's Voice for Vets. We're at your service and doing fine.
Well, hello there. We're back. Thank you for tuning in earlier today. And don't forget, this is the rest of the story. Our subject today is Vet Center. And again, we were talking about what a Vet Center actually does. And of course, in our place where we are right now, the Vet Center does a little bit of everything. And what I want to tell you, some of the services ordered by a veteran who was looking for a place to go to get information. And he was directed right here in St. Petersburg to the Vet Center. And we're proud of St. Pete Vet Center. Their slogan is Keeping the Promise. Vet Center, Keeping the Promise. And we want to say thank you to the Vet Center for what they do. But let's talk about what they really are doing. Because as an older vet, sometimes you're looking to update your information. As a newer vet, you're starting off all the way to gaining the information that you will need. So let's take a moment. If you got a pencil and paper, fine. If you don't, then take a moment and you write down what you can. Just remember what you can, but be sure to come to ontheairtoday.com, WVETonlineradio.com, and you're listening to us here at 96.7 FM and every place else that you can find us on theairtoday.com. Treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder. That's the first thing that this Vet Center is willing to let veterans know. They do, they have, they're working with, they're developing everything it takes for the PTSD. Post-traumatic stress disorder, better known as PTSD. And our veterans, hopefully we're helping them in a way that helps get rid of this problem. Number two, you have to remember that some things, it just need to be straightened out because there's a major impact, which is called trauma. And we have several contacts at the Vet Center here that are experienced in helping those who have gone through trauma. They have an impact on significant others in the veteran's life. You know that a lot of veterans, when it's in the early days, were all men. Now you have a large percentage of women, so that means that the significant other could be the man or the woman, but they're both responsible for the children. So there are specialists who are there, who are here to help the veteran women because they got a new role in the military. Okay? And one of the things I found out, there is a woman's veterans program, and they've had a recent big conference, and it was a success, featuring women counselors, featuring women who've been through what they've been through and stood there and talked to the young girls and young women who will be going through what they went through. So there's a major push in this country to now give the full support for our women veterans because the men have had a lot of support over the years. And now we're getting ready to spend some time on the women. We're not abandoning the men. Do not get that wrong. But most of our men have learned how to navigate the VA. If you don't know how, then there's a veteran center. You can call, you can actually go in it. www.vetcenter.va.gov, veterans.va.gov. And it is something we've been talking about. A lot of people are volunteering up. Veterancenter.va.gov, individual counseling, vet centers, group counseling, vet center, and then family counseling, vet center.
I finally got the nerve up to ask her out. Just 3 more days until our big night. So I got a few things that I gotta do. If I wanna win her heart, it's gotta be just right. So I gotta wash that mud off of my 4x4. Put on a coat of wax or two. Gonna wipe down those wheels, make the chrome catch her eyes. That's exactly what I'm gonna do. Gonna make her shine like a diamond in the sun. Make her shine like a star in the sky. Make her shine so she'll know I'm the one. Make her mine. If I can make her shine, yeah, make her shine. To do here in this little one light town, so we're gonna head down to the lake. Gonna build a fire down beside the water, and I'm gonna put on some haggard Hank and straight. And back up in the woods, I'm working up a batch of my great granddad's recipe. I've loved her from afar, hope the potion in that jar will open up her heart and let her see. I gotta make her shine like a diamond in the sun. Make her shine like a star in the sky. Make her shine so she'll know I'm the one. Make her mine. If I can make her shine, yeah, make her shine. She means to me. I'm gonna find grandma's wedding band. Gonna clean off years of dust to make her look pristine. Make her sparkle like brand new before I ask her for her hand. Gotta make her perfect, that gold glistening in the sun. If I wanna make her love me and I want her to be mine, I work to make it happen, no matter what it takes. To hear her say yes and see those eyes shine. I'm gonna make her shine like a diamond in the sun. Make her shine like a star in the sky. Make her shine so she'll know I'm the one. Make her mine. If I can make her shine, yeah, make her shine. Make her shine.
You see, the center of a veteran's life actually starts with a place like this. Actually, I always tell our military, if you know you're going to get out, fine, especially in the Tampa Bay area. If we are here in St. Petersburg, if you're in Bradenton or Sarasota or Zephyr Hill, somewhere close to the west coast of paradise, find the vet center. And, of course, St. Petersburg, where the beaches are. Come on in, enjoy us. All right. You know, I always give a shout out to my people at the Veterans Crisis Line. If you have a crisis, call 800-799-4889. And that's 800-799-4899. Don't let a crisis get you behind. Counseling. My people kind of misconstrued that. But in the rest of this story, let's talk about counseling. We're going to sit somewhere with somebody who's going to give you advice. But what I like about the counseling that comes with the VA and the vet center, the first thing they do is listen. So to go to a vet center and look for counseling, make sure that they will take time to listen, even though they're there to counsel you. I love these guys and the ladies there because they take the time to listen. Everybody's problem isn't the same. Everybody's solution isn't the same. And everybody's understanding isn't the same. So be glad when you're talking to a counselor that listens. The second thing about the vet center counselor is that they are aware of this market. So if you say, I live here, they're going to say, okay, you're close to that. If you say, well, I don't know where I'm going to move, then they say, stay with us until you find out where you're going to go, and then we will help you. Google can help you find it if you know where you're going. If you don't know where you're going, even Google can't help you. So be grateful for counseling. One of the main things that they do is outreach. And let's take a moment and do outreach. What is outreach? Outreach is when they come out of their offices and go out into the community and come find you, come find the reasons that you're there. And they look to get with family members and ask questions. And so that if you got a nephew and niece and they stand in there in school and they see a veteran, they say, well, my uncle's a veteran. Well, what branch did he serve? I don't know. That's where outreach comes in, because we reach out. We go further than that little student, and we find out what it takes. And that's what I like about the outreach program, because it goes into the community. We respect that. Respect for veterans. That's number three. We need those people who respect what a veteran stands for. And with the veterans outreach, they make sure of that. They don't hire people who don't respect. And I don't mean everybody has to be a veteran helping veterans, because it's time now for the general public to stand up and pick up where the VA has done more than enough. Now, respect for veterans. I'm a brat. My daddy was a veteran. Three of my brothers were veterans. Everybody was veterans. I hung out and tried to be a veteran myself. But I now look back at the time I stayed and what I do. I'm going to push all the children of veterans. You are brats. Let's pick up the ball. And let's take care of what the VA did for years and what your uncle and your aunt or your brother, that all of us are veterans of veterans' families. So I'm calling out all of our veteran brats. That's children of veterans. Let's do that. The wives have been taking care of their part for years, but now time for the kids to do it. Respect for veterans. Education. Okay? Education is one of the big things that we got to look at right now, and that is, how does a veteran get better education once he becomes free from the military and he sees now that he's going to have to regroup because things have changed? Your veteran center has what's going on in your community. And in here, where we have a couple of big colleges, and they all respect our veterans. But finding out what you want to do and how do we take care of it is what we're talking about right now. And that's the Vet Center. And of course, you're listening to Keith, the boss of the beach. And I am loving it because I live in paradise. We're here right here in St. Petersburg, Tampa. And of course, all the surrounding cities, all the way down to Fort Myers, north to Zephyr Hills, 75 across and 275 around. We want to thank you for tuning in. This is 96.7 FM, and we are on the air today.com with Voice for Veterans. Tune us in, check us out. And I want to say, stay tuned for the next week's show, which we're going to be spending some time talking about something that you're going to love: military sexual trauma. What does that mean? And we're going to delve into that one on the next show. Right now, we want to say thank you for tuning in and enjoying the rest of the story when it comes to a vet center. Keith, I'm over and out with a shout.
Take him back, if I could take him back, I'd take him to the place where it all came at. And I'd show him even on a rainy day, everything seemed okay, yeah. Only if I could take him back, if I could take him back, I'd take him to the place where it all came at. And I'd show him even on a rainy day, everything seemed okay.